And now, the best of Pete Price. The best of Pete Price on Radio City 96.7.
Hello, Audrey.
Hello, Pete.
I believe you're out of hospital.
Yeah, you know when you said I wasn't myself?
Yeah.
I had the flu.
Oh, right.
It wasn't swine flu, though. I had the doctor out.
Right.
And he said, if you had your flu, I said, I can't have it. Dr. Schiffman with two apps. I'm allergic to penicillin and eggs. And he gave me tablets.
Mm-hmm.
I took them. And before I finished the course, he gave me the runs.
Right.
Please, mate. Yeah. I was born delicate and anemic. And I'm allergic to Victoria plums, please.
You're allergic to Victoria plums?
Yeah, and I love them. I could have one if you have in my womb.
I must admit, I couldn't live without me plums.
And I'm taking that the dirty way, please.
I always wash them first. Never eat them unless I wash them.
You know, my mum used to say,
if you put plums in your mouth, you've got to wash them first.
My mum used to say, wash the apples before I peel them. That was her job, a cook. Mm. She went right from veg cook to head cook.
Right.
My surname is Pete Oliver. Audrey Oliver.
Oh, right.
I've got a friend named Jean Cow. She was my friend, but she's not lab.
Yeah.
I fell on my London piece.
You fell on your landing?
Yeah. I'm in sheltered accommodation. Just say,
right.
I love it here, Pete. I can mind my own business and chase anyone that knocks.
Right.
And I said to Margaret Laylor, she lives on the next floor. I'm on the top, the ground, first and second. Have you got the key to the guest room, please? She said, I haven't got it. Some of them, we've got partners. Some of them are married. And Christmas night, going into Boxing Day. There's one of the ranking girls with her fella. Ringing Margaret's bell, and she says it's a hotel. She thinks she's posh. Don't call a guest room a hotel, do you, Pete?
Not really, no.
We've got one on our floor. We get used for an office because nobody ever asks for this. And she said, my own grandchildren. Now, her son wouldn't leave the grandchildren with her. She's 88.
Now, Audrey, you sound more like your old self. You ever thought of writing a book?
Yeah, you and me. I'll have to come and see you, you know, Pete.
Really? Well, you know when I work.
The Graves in Whitechapel, isn't it? Are you here on the Wednesday? Get me GLA on Wednesday. Wednesday, get me GLA, my disability living allowance. But I can't get a car. I don't get the extra mobility. Jean Thorpe, Jean Mather, said, do you want the extra noise? So that'll do me.
Right.
Because I'm independent, you see, Peace. Or two independents. I can do with it now. I'm on the stick. And they're sending a Zimmer for me, a Zimmer flame from around the flat, and a trolley, a hostess trolley to put my food on. I've got my own lovely now, Pete. I'm too soft with my money with my grandkids. I saved my DLA up. I've got cushion floor, cost £470,
yeah.
100 to layers. I said to Martin, shifting the rubbish. She said, no, we can't. I said, I've got bin bags like that. He said, they are your bin bags. I said, they are, here's your cup of tea. I put your own milk and jelly on. I can make a clean dishcloth. He spilled it on top of the cabinets in my kitchen, you know, the unit. Went down the cupboard and on the floor, he wiped the floor with it, and also that went in the bucket piece.
Do you enjoy your life?
But yeah, I do and I don't. You know, because I'm too soft with the kids. When they owe me money, she said, I don't know. Tony owed me £100. She said, it's Christmas, man. Can I draw this out of your bank? Come up and draw this out of the post office. I said, well, I won't put it back. See, if I lend the money, I don't put it back. See, Eddie has got me pension card and me platinum card, you know, my bank card.
Oh, yeah.
I said, well, put it
back.
Why did
you let anyone have your card?
I have to say who's coming for them, but I shouldn't let them, should I, Peace? I could have a home like a palace. I've got it nice to have. I've got cushion floor from Long Snaps and lovely tables from Tasker's. Coffee table and two side tables. They'll outlive me. And I'm insured, Peace.
Yeah.
And I've lived everything to my dreams.
So you got a few, Bob, have you?
Yeah. I will have them on Wednesday. I'm going to start saving again. I'll give you a few, Bob, Pete, for the charity. Go for Radio Sissy. Because, see, when I ring you up, I say, ring me house phone, because it's cheaper for you.
Right.
And I'm psychic, you know, Pete. See, what happened? I went to the hospital. I finished that story.
Yeah.
Began daughter to come up stinking of ale. The Debbie. And she's only little and fast. And she brought trousers, a towel and bed socks. There were two sizes on me. And then I said, there's the police. So she went without saying to her. She gave the spell next to her. And she said, yes. And she shouldn't have took her. And she said, only on the dough. I'm there. So try that. And the next night she come off, and she said, shit, it's Sacker, that's a fair match. And he said, would you like to go in hospital? I said, well, I need me tablets, because I need me thyroid tablets, please.
Yeah.
Because if I don't take them, I'll roll over and go in a coma. And they wouldn't let me home because I lived on my own. And our Tony come up, and our Tony was fuming. And before that, she said, yeah. I said, get me that chair, Debbie. She said, get that wheelchair. And she made me go in the wheelchair. I said, get me in the wheelchair in the South Post. She said, would you like to go in hospital? I said, yeah, but I'm on the come in. He said, no, mate. They got a consultant from the outside. She said, your voice has said, no, I haven't got bipolar. I'm labelled with it. They have a stability with me. That's what he said in the first hospital. And so you get labelled in there, exactly. Oh, are you overexcited? I said, no. Are you overhappy? I said, no. I'm happy when I'm happy. I'm down when I'm down. No peace. You know, I get depressed.
You've got big mood swings.
No, you know, when you're depressed, if you get better, I'm looking at the farm bars. I say, I wish you were dead to me, Dad, but I wouldn't commit suicide.
No.
And then the next day, come say, oh, it's a new day. And people say, where have you been, Lord? We missed you. I say, I haven't got a friend in the world. So he said, I haven't got to say, why aren't you going out, sort? Now, if you were in the wheelchair, you'd go mad. They had me in the wheelchair in the South Post. He said, I said, I'd like to go to Windsor House down the South End. It's the big house, mate, it's a psychiatric ward. And every colour and favour, I'm like a racist piece. You don't say colours, you don't say black, you say race relations, lad.
Audrey, I've had an email here. Peter, will you tell Audrey... where are we? Will you tell Audrey I've still got the 2 10-pence pieces sellotaped together that she gave me as a good luck piece when she was going to hospital? And that's from Acorn taxi driver.
Yeah, I've given them all of them. If I see you, please, I'll give you two because money makes money.
I'll just have some plums. Anytime you got some plums, I'll have some plums.
I'll bring you some piece.
Love me, love me plums.
My mate used to say, take all, you know, it's that fresh mint. I'd say, you know, copying off my mother. And I've been sad lately because my hairdresser's mother died. She found her dead in the chair, 79. I used to buy a bouquet of flowers. And Sandy had come in with me, she said, bet there off Audrey. Oh, she was a lovely mother. See, my mother used to get her some whiskey and come in, passing me dad. My dad would say, Annie, I don't mind you having a couple of drinks again this morning. When you go on a whiskey, you go mental. And I say, he'd say, get it off, Audrey, wouldn't it, sir? And he'd say, get it off. I say, get off, Annie. And I'd get a fork and he'd go off for calling her Annie.
Right.
And all the mates called her Ann. I said, the mates called her Ann, you know, Dad.
Yep.
He said, if you called her that years ago, she'd think you were being polished. She pushed a banner for me grandmother. Then she started, my grandmother went out of business to my mum and my brothers.
So have you got a man in your life?
Nah, I've had 3 men. My first husband's just died. I got told him I was right, I didn't go, he was married again. And my second husband's well dead, he was years older than me. And the third one I didn't marry, he only come off for a neck. Forgot to leave. I've had children to them all, though, Pete.
It's so
and, he went that night, he made sure of that. And I said, I couldn't get shut of him once he knew where I lived. He brought a woman back one night.
No.
Mal Tramp. You know, scruffy.
Yeah.
And he said, can Mulligan come in and I'll handle the nose and let us in. I said, hey, get out. This is no knocking shop. I said, see, you've been in the loft, Moss, with
right,
the grab.
Right.
So I said, now, beast is the pain, yeah. So they were necking in the laundrette doorway. And,
they were necking in the laundrette doorway?
Opposite us, in Croxton. Right. Going out the house, people, yeah. Regal Rose.
Necking in the doorway?
Yeah, well,
and he brought her back and he only came up for a coffee and stayed?
He only came up for a neck and stayed. And
he came up for a neck and stayed?
It's not. I'm a woman then. It's not a knocking shop, you know what I mean?
Quite right, Audrey. No, treating your place as a brothel, what do you think he is?
Yeah, wait, let's tell you, please. So she come on for another night.
Yeah.
She's already an owl bag, an owl hooer.
Who's an owl hooer?
The one he brought up.
Oh, the one after he came up with the egg and stayed with you?
Yeah, the one that he brought up, Mulligan. He said, can Mulligan stay? I didn't find that was a
And she hadn't had a wash, did you say?
She didn't look like, so as though she needed a good scrub.
Ooh.
Anyway, wait, let's tell you, Pete, she come for another night. I said, there she is, there's your task. He said, tell her I'm not here. She said, I believe you call me an owl bag. I said, yeah, that's all you know. I can't go with Phil. If Phil goes with anyone, I won't sleep with him. So, you know what you are? Should you're a prostitute as well, I'm better to do whatever I am. And Bill said, so I'm walking through the windows. I said, oh, you shouldn't do that. It was a terrible road, regal road. But then they made it nice into houses. They were nice and that piece. The demolition man loves me.
Who does? The demolition man?
Yeah, I had a lovely house in there. Down my road, well, but I didn't like the neighbours. They were all curtains and furniture, no food on the table. And, see, my mum used to say to me, the master, when you were there, always pester yourself if you can. And then the next match, she'd say, a room with a view, rent pays, a best butter butter, a cup of tea, and a bit of fire. And you don't have to ask the neighbours for nothing. And always have got jewellery, you can pawn it. And say they're asking for the lend and getting refused. She had a good upbringing, my mother. My grandmother's heart broken. And my dad was a... We're second-class people. We're not commoners people.
Audrey, do you not miss the love of a man?
No. It's 33 years. I was asking for lessons on sex. I told you 34. I still only... This was 42. A miscarriage put me off. Anne was giving me birth till I'm to a mate.
Yeah.
This girl was having a baby. I was going to marry another fella. And my mate told me, if you miss your pills, it'll take five. It clears your house.
Audrey, just had a text from Karen in Canada, in Calgary, in Canada.
Oh,
and she, yeah, and she says, we're listening in Canada, and it's people like Audrey that make you miss the characters back home. Tell her she's... Shut up and finish, yeah. Tell her she's a star, says Karen.
Oh, no, James says that. He's in prison, you know, Peter. I said, did you get the 100% you'll have for your canteen and your birthday? Because he's in another place, and I went down, because I love him as a bitch, you know, Pete. And I said, well, another 54. He said, oh, you're a star, man. Then he told me off, he said, what was I going to say, man? Have you got any money? I thought we want some money, and he says, what am I going to say? And he's got a new girlfriend. My house was raised for nothing, you know, Pete. From Tony Butler, his first girlfriend. She went to house early. And no warrants. And I left a notice on the door for the electric van. And I seen them, I heard the knock, and they went straight to the bedroom. I said, where's the warrant? And he's been feeling in his pocket, by the way. Said to James's bedroom. He said, he's just told me to F-off. I said, I'm taking to F-off out of my place. I won't swear to you, please. Because I said, are you Taffy? Taffy's well gone. And he said, I said, don't hurt him. He's been well hurt by his stepfather. Not fighting and boxing with him. My dad used to say, no man wants another man's child. The feeling's always there. My dad loved all kids, peace. And anyway, I was crying. I didn't cry till they got. He said, two women will be up in a minute. And he said, I believe your name's Audrey. My cards were everywhere, my knickers, peace. I was like, that's incense, isn't it? Isn't that filled, peace?
Yeah.
All my new knickers. I said, Tony Baller's on that, James. And I see the guy when I was on the camera. I've got a camera on me, telly.
Why have you got a camera on your telly?
If I put the telly on north, I can see who's coming in that house.
That's
my shelter, this piece.
Right.
I love it here.
Yeah.
Joe got at me, Rosebud, and she died. I harassed her on the phone. I was in like a cold arrest. Like, you go to hospital and you live with a family. And Frances loved me. She wanted me to live with her. Oh, I couldn't. I'd see my grandchildren. I wouldn't have to give me money.
Do you think we'd make a nice couple?
Yeah, we would.
But there's no sex, is there?
Oh, no. No plant of sausage. That's what the lads used to call it. You know, in the gang, when you play plant of sausage with me. I said, hey, my mum will be up in a minute. And I was 19 before I started to call. My mum messed around with that. See, I was working in Little Woods.
Yeah.
And we were off Christmas Day. I had to go and work Boxing Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed at his sister's. And he gave me 10 bob to go to work. And my hair was terrible. It was just straight. You know the way you used to put tea on your hair and clips in. And my mum went down. She said, where does he live? So she never said nothing to me. I messed with that advice. And he said to me, tell your mother not to come down drunk. And your father and Billy and Paulie McCartney, her husband. She was pregnant. And McCartan, not McCartney. And he said, I'll pack you in, Matt. He said, no, your uncle's got a minibus and your mother's got a business. He thought we had money. We wouldn't have had money for my mother. She could have had lovely homes, but she liked the ale. My mother sent her with the stock money one time. You offered the fruit chum, she's seen going in the pub after hours. Anyway, I'm psychic, you know, Pete. I've got over the flu because I've had the pack of them, you know, now, roast dinners, the PWAC, Panzer Scouts, spare nibs and cabbage. I've been saying, my mum could make a meal out of nothing. And she leaves the list in my... £7.5 of potatoes, I get £5 of ice cream. She can't be feeling potatoes once. She said, on you, it wasn't £7.5 in that scouse. And I said to our Charlie one day, our brother, he was gay, our Charlie. And I found out, my dad said, you shouldn't be going out with Charlie, you can only do women's work. I said, is he queer when we said that, Dad? He said, can't say because he's a Muslim, I'll keep going out with him. And anyway, he got in with going away to see with Joey McNamee. He had the little case, and Joey had the, just had his stuff in newspaper. Oh, McNamee's. He walked in one night in our house, Freddie McNamee. I said, get out of my house, Freddie McNamee. He said, OK, Mr. Oliver. That's my maiden name, Oliver. That's a good name to use, my dad. He was a good man, my dad. Oh, everyone loved him. Anyway, are you interested in what I'm telling you, please? Peace.
I wouldn't be listening, would I?
No, that's the story of my life.
I know, it's a different channel. I'm just so pleased you're back on form because you weren't. The last couple of times we spoke wasn't the Audrey I used to know and love.
No, I love you
really,
at all.
You're really down the last couple of times.
God, I love you, P, like a brother. I had no brothers.
No?
We had a boy stillborn. Queenie was born, and her name was, for somebody said, oh, she has a little queen, call her Queenie.
Right.
That she had a boy. And exactly 12 months later, Georgina was born. Yeah. That's an Annie. I'll always adore her. She's the model of you. And she gets called Ina, after Ina Sharp. She doesn't like her name.
All right.
She went to the same school as me. People thought she was my mother. My mate, I said, I'm not going to school now for a week.
Mm-hmm.
I said, my mum come in.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, I don't feel well. I'm anemic. And he said, you're scruffy, Dad, because my dad wore his cap and his overcoat, you know, his working clothes. So my dad said, come on, I'll get him to school. I said, you won't. And I got a lovely bunch of flowers for my dad as I got scones.
Audrey, we're getting email after email. Audrey is a legend. She should be on stage. Lovely, lovely lady. Would you like a cup of tea in the chat any day, says Michael.
Michael?
I don't know, they're all emailing. David said, what a character she is. People like her make me laugh out loud. Thanks, Audrey, says David.
I'm so dry with this, aren't I? I said to my daughter, people are skitting at me. Should they not, Mother? You're so dry with it.
No, I'm not skitting at you. You're a fascinating woman.
I saw you, please. Do you know what I'd like
to... I'm not a woman.
No, I mean... You're the fascinating... Oh, God bless me. Cotton socks. I know you're a fascinating man.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you know what, Peace?
What, love?
My mum and dad has to get married. And my dad, you know, mate, you see her a bastard with your father's name. Oh, can you be?
Yeah.
She was. She didn't know her father.
Odd. I've got to go to a break, love.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm psychic, Peace. I can read cups and I can read characters.
Well, if you're psychic, know. You know I'm not here next week.
I can read tea leaves.
Right.
And I know when something's going to happen, but I don't know whether it's going to be good or bad.
Yeah.
Ta-ra, please. I love you to bits.
Ta-ra. Say goodnight to the listeners.
Good night, listeners. Are you there on a Wednesday
Rubber Soul, the grapes I only do on a Sunday, but I'm off for 3 weeks now. I'm having some time off.
I don't blame you, please, after the pantomime.
I'm knackered.
I bet you are. You need a rest.
I don't want to see Pamela Anderson naked anymore.
Do you know what they've been taking? Nothing but blood off me in Fazakli. Dr. McKenzie got me back to Fazakli from Southport, took me family and how to get away and then how to get back. I'm talking to my daughter now.
I'm sure I was talking to Pam Ranson.
I don't see James when he's away. But I'll see him now, I love him to bed.
My
you know,
I think
Pete.
She's great.
He's been wearing a more than me, son.
I didn't mind him, mate.
Speak to me, son. Char, peace.
Are you going this time, Old?
Yeah, I can't ring for 7 days, can I?
Not for 7 days.
I'd like a message from Australia.
Eh?
I'd like a message from Australia because the hairdresser's got a sister in Australia. She's a millionaire.
So you want a message from Australia?
Yeah.
But you're psychic, so you'll know when you get one.
Yeah, probably will. I'll try, Pete. I love you to bits.
The best of Pete Price on Radio City 96.7.